done, Quinn. Very well done.
The vast majority of us have woken up with that killer hangover, most of us more often than others. But binge drinking, as the statistics show, can be harmful to your health. What if that drunken night out became every night? Vicky from Swansea fell in love with the perfect man until he began drinking.
I met Justin when I was 18. We were very happy together and got married and had two children until his drinking started, which destroyed our relationship. Because we were just rowing continuously, things ended between us. We split up in the end and had a divorce due to his problem with alcohol that he just couldn't get over.
Think about yourself and think about your friends. Alcohol lowers your inhibitions. We've all seen those people making an idiot of themselves, only when it's you, you just don't realise how bad it looks. You can be less likely to understand what's happening around you and more likely to misinterpret other people's actions.
I broke my knuckle after punching a wall, drinking too much, and I've been in one or two fights.
I've been sent to hospital twice due to drinking too much. I've had alcohol poisoning both times. Fighting's quite the normal thing in where I live, and people normally get drunk and want to scrap, so I've been in a lot of fights and I have had picked up a few injuries.
I've been taken to hospital twice for being spiked, once for crack ribs when I was drunk, and another two times for alcohol poisoning.
I've been to hospital once after drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels for myself when I was 14. Seemed like a great idea at the time, but it probably wasn't.
I've been on a night out before where I've fallen over and knocked myself out and ended up in hospital with drips attached to me.
Drink is quite a big part of my life. I drink every week. When I meet my friends, it's usually at the pub, and even our university has a bar just metres from the classrooms. I asked some Glamorgan students what they typically drink in a night.
The amount of alcohol I drink in a night depends where I am. If I'm off out in the pubs, I'll tend to drink a little bit less. I'll drink about 8 to 10 pints. And if I'm out in an house party, I'll drink about a litre of whiskey and maybe a couple of cans.
If I go out, try and polish off a bottle of vodka or a bottle of wine before I go out. And then like doubles and shots all night.
Right, before I go out, I have pre-drinks. They're usually doubles of some kind of spirit. Probably go through about half a bottle.
I don't go out very much, but when I do go out, I usually just have cocktails and pints, really. I'll probably have about 4 or 5 cocktails and 2 pints.
I think I'm probably your average student drinker. I go out on a student night midweek with my friends, and I usually have a few drinks on a Saturday night as well. I don't drink much the rest of the week, though, so I don't feel like my drinking's excessive. Now, I found online a test. It's on downyourdrink.org.uk, which will tell me whether I need to lower my drinking habits. It looks pretty easy, just a few tick boxes. Okay, well, I drink 2 or 3 times a week, and I usually drink doubles, so I probably have 5 or 6 of those across a night. So I do usually drink more than 6 units on one occasion. Okay, let's see what it says. Wow. My drinking pattern indicates an increased risk of alcohol affecting my health. The website's got loads of information and statistics. I can see a drinking diary here as well to track what might make me drink excessively and also to help lower your drinking, as well as loads of great advice. Medical professionals suggest that people should stop drinking altogether, but many of you will still be going on those big occasional nights out. So here's some advice to help you tolerate alcohol a little bit better. Remember, this isn't an excuse to drink more, but it might help you a little with those injuries. Make sure you have a good meal before you go out. Eating whilst you're out and at the end of the night can help too. Stick to one type of drink and don't mix them up or do shots. When you start to feel a bit tipsy, have a glass of water or a soft drink between drinks. Most of all, know your limits and stay within them. For more help and advice, please visit www.alcoholconcern.org.uk.